I've never roasted a marshmallow. I have no idea what to do.
Was it melted enough?
No.
Check out a yurt?
I'm ready, let's go.
So this yurt that we are in right now, it's authentic Mongolian yurt. It's flown all the way from Mongolia. It took about 2 months to arrive. So over here is the kitchen cabinet, and it is only to place on the left side of the door. It will be bad luck if you put it somewhere
luck.
Else.
Oh, okay.
They are Mongolian feng shui. Right.
Story.
So we got three tapestries over here. They are all handmade, and each one of them represents something special. Mm. Over here, it shows the Nagam festival, which happens every year during summer. And during this festival, the Mongolians will compete in different sports such as archery, horse riding, and also wrestling. In front of me, we have a glimpse of the Gobi Desert. And last but not least, we got the Mongolian wolves. So in Mongolia, if you ever seen a wolf, it means good luck to you because it's so rare to see one. Sleeping in a yurt is a very magical experience because the yurt is shaped in a circular way, and when you're inside the yurt, it feels like you're not in a box. You feel a sense of freedom as well, and the smell of the furniture makes one feel like they're actually in Mongolia when they're in Singapore.
Okay, let's do this, guys. Wait, I need to shake my hair out.
Oh, cool glasses.
Safety first. Hey, you know what? That was like, what? 10 seconds and it's pretty exhausting.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Keep going at it, man.
Okay.
We'll be done very soon.
No fire without wood.
Mm-hmm.
No smoke without fire. I am a log sitter. It's like a babysitter, but with logs. I've never roasted a marshmallow. I have no idea what to do.
Was it melted enough?
No. Cheers, guys. Thanks
Cheers.
For having me.
Thanks for joining us in this experience.
So what's the essence of Mongolia if you had to distill it into one sentence or a few
Just
words?
One word, man. Freedom.
Freedom.
Or two words. True freedom.
Oh, wow.
When you're out there in the wilderness, in the countryside, sometimes it really feels like you're just there alone by yourself because of the vastness.
Which is kind of a little bit of what you hope to bring.
There's a beautiful pond, there's blue skies. You can bring anyone and anything, you can bring your pets. There's lots of grass.
Fresh air as well.
Fresh air, it's, yeah, the air here is different, isn't it? I just feel so more relaxed, you know?
Yeah.